What Am I Chewing is a production of Wistful Thinking, brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For all things movies, nostalgia, and more, visit cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me.
Welcome to another episode of What Am I Chewing? I'm Jordan Pullen Clark. With me is my co-host, Kara Gale Regan.
Hello.
And today we have our What Am I Chewing co-creator and also host of High School Slumber Party, Brian Rodriguez.
What's up? I'm glad you read the contract for you're supposed to introduce me. So thank you.
Did I do a good job?
You did a great job. Contractually satisfied for today.
Cool. Okay, good. So we have some snacks here. Brian, you want to go first?
Oh, so I am doing a snack. I mean, I have plenty of snacks.
You've got a snack.
Here. I always have snacks near me.
I liked that. I liked
it's
imagining.
It's a good approach to life.
Yeah, like I liked imagining your home just like overflowing with snacks.
Unfortunately, that sometimes is the case. that's the death of me, snacking.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I snack way too much. Whenever the brief times I've worked on film sets, you can always find me at the craft services table.
That's always the best.
You know, like, that's just where I am. If there's something on a table, I'm eating it. Like, and I'm not even realizing it, too. Mm. Okay, so how does this work? Do I just eat the food?
Yep.
Yeah. And then it sounds like you're opening something. It's got a wrapper. Yeah.
Am I supposed to answer that question? I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll never
get it if you don't answer any of our questions.
Well, yes. I don't know if you're supposed to. I don't know the rules. I was there for the genesis.
There are no rules, Brian.
There are no rules.
Okay.
Like, I opened my snack already because I didn't want you to hear me opening it because to me that gives too much away.
I feel like you're cheating.
I can make choices. I mean, and also, I just told you I opened it. You just don't get to hear what it sounds like.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll say this. The packaging for this food, and this, I don't want this to lead you otherwise, but the packaging for this food is not the normal packaging that I'm used to getting.
Huh. Interesting. Is it a foreign version of a snack that you usually get an American version of?
Actually, yes. Wow, good first
what?
Question. Good first question.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay. Cool. Is it a sweet snack?
Yes, it's in the sweet family. Okay. The thing I have today is not necessarily sweet, but it's certainly, if there are two types of food, sweet and savory, 100% on the sweet side.
Okay.
Interesting. So it sounds crunchy. There's a crunch element to it.
There is a crunch element to it.
Is it some kind of... See, you threw me. Because I want to be like, oh, is it like a cookie or a candy? But based on how you just described it, I think that's too simple.
It's closer to cookie than candy. Though normally people don't call this a cookie. If an alien were to land like on this planet, they would probably be like, that's a kind of cookie.
Is it a Stroop waffle?
The Stroop waffle? What the hell is that?
Oh, it's a it's a Dutch thing. It's like super thin waffle because the last episode, or like the last time, or the first episode that we did of this, that we actually recorded, Jordan was eating a Kit Kat bar. So that had like, does it have a wafer component, what you're eating?
Yeah, I mean, it does sound a lot like the Kit Kat. Yeah.
Very much so.
Okay.
Because it is a wafer.
It is a wafer.
But what is inside the wafer? Now you have
to... Is it like one of those like cream-filled wafers?
It is not cream.
Which I was fixated on last time and couldn't get past.
I've kind of been thinking about them ever since then. Like, that's one of my favorite things about this game is it makes me think of snacks that I either haven't thought of in a long time and it makes me want them. Or, like, one time Mike Manzi was on and we were playing a not-recorded episode and he was, like, coming up with combinations of foods that I had never thought to put together before and I got so pumped about some of them.
Well, okay, let me see. I mean, I suppose there's a cream inside. It's pretty much like, you got wafer, guess the flavor. And then you can guess country of origin.
Is it green tea flavored?
No, I wish.
Is it
chocolate?
No.
Lemon.
Lemon, you got it.
lemon wafer. Okay, so country of origin.
Yes. Because this is indeed a foreign product that they put an American label on. You guys are very good at this game. I can't believe it.
It just so happens that we did a wafer already, so it's like in our brains, I think.
And as soon as you said, like, you don't normally eat it in that package, I was like, oh. Well.
Although, I think honestly, maybe at this point we now just know what somebody chewing a wafer sounds like.
Well, then that's not fair. Let me take out my second. I have a second snack. It won't take you long to guess.
Okay,
fine, guess the country. But then let me play my second snack. Let me use my co-creator card.
Is it European?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Is it German?
No, it is not German.
Is it British?
It is not British.
Is it French?
It's not French. I wish you guys asked like questions about the country rather than just guessing the country.
Okay. What do you mean by that? Can you give me an example of a question about the country?
Like if it was like, is this country? Well, you already asked the Europe one. Like, does this country have marsupials?
Okay. That's a little.
That doesn't
different.
Sound European anymore.
No. This one doesn't. I was just using an example.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Well, the problem with like.
I'm just kidding. It doesn't matter.
I mean, well, the problem with that is that Australia has like a bunch of super unique species, you know, that aren't found anywhere else in the world. No, whereas, you know, Europe is connected to Asia. It's like right on top of Africa. You know, it's like. Anyway, whatever. It's fine.
Is it Amsterdam?
Amsterdam's a city, not a country.
You mean Dutch.
Is it Dutch?
Can we
Dutch
cut
land?
That out?
Is it the Netherlands, guys?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Holland would have
been
acceptable.
God, I'm stupid. You guys, we cannot leave that in.
No, you have to. That's the beauty of
it. What I meant was, is it Dutch in origin?
I don't know, possibly in origin. I can tell you that there is German written on the side. There's Arabic written on the side. There is...
Is it...
Spanish, this native language, and English written on the side.
Is it Portuguese? Is that a country?
No. You were closest, though, with Germany, because one of these countries... This country of origin shares the mountain range where these wafers are
from. So it's Italian.
It is Italian, correct.
Oh.
These are wafers from the Italian Alps.
Ooh, la la. Wait, no, wrong language. I don't know. How do you say ooh la la in Italian?
I think it is still ooh la la.
Okay, well, ooh la la.
I think it's that in every language.
All right, let me go another one, quick one, because you already had a wafer, okay?
But what
okay.
is it?
Okay.
What is what?
What actually is it? Like, what are you getting?
What is it called?
They're lemon wafers. Quadratini.
Oh, are those like the they're like stacked and they're like a
they're
long
like
rectangle?
Square ones.
Yeah, they're little square ones. So they're not the traditional American wafer packaging. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's my second
nice
one.
Nice Italian grandma stuff.
As I use my co-creator rights, I'm opening the packaging because I believe in fair play of my second thing. Packaging is opening, and I am starting to chew. Whether it's a clue or not, my dog has become interested in the thing that I'm chewing.
Of course.
This one does sound different.
It does, like, extremely different.
I thought so. And I picked this up, like, just in case the wafer thing.
Yeah, good call.
Fly.
Is it sweet?
No.
But it's not very crunchy.
Is it an American snack?
Very much so.
Okay. it's a very big difference. It's a whole different genre.
Unless there's something I don't know, no, it is an American snack. I just looked it up.
Okay.
Very much so.
Is it salty? Okay.
Yes, very much so. Okay,
it's salty. It's American. My kind of snack.
But it doesn't actually sound like a snacks. Chip or like a cracker.
Right. So what else is salty? Is it meat-based?
It is very much meat-based.
Oh,
is it jerky?
It is, yes, it is a type of jerky.
Okay, a type of jerky.
Is it a Slim Jim?
It is a Slim Jim, correct.
They're so disgusting and so delicious at the same time.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, I bet no one's brought a Slim Jim on.
No, definitely
I haven't
not.
Eaten one of these in a while, so.
I know, I haven't had one in like 15 years.
I just snapped into a Slim Jim live on air, but didn't make a good snapping sound, so that sucks. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay, I'm out.
Okay, okay.
I'm still chewing, though, but I'll stop for the sake of the game. I can't stop eating this.
No, you don't have to stop chewing.
It's fine. I've been eating
this
whole
time. We never do.
Lawlessness here.
Yep.
Okay, you ready for mine?
How I like to keep it. Yep.
All right. I'm going to take my first bite.
Is this produce?
Nope.
Oh, it sounded like lettuce.
Nope.
Very
much not lettuce.
But it is a packaged snack food.
It came, yes, it's
yeah,
in a package.
Yeah, because she cheated. She said she opened it
right.
beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Dastardly.
Is it
salty? Oh, what were you going to ask?
I was going to say, is it sweet? So we're kind of asking the same question.
Okay.
It is sweet.
Okay. Is it a cookie?
Mm-mm.
Is it candy?
Mm-mm.
Ugh.
What's sweet enough? Is it cake?
No.
Or a pastry?
No.
I would love a pastry right now.
It is a category that has not come up yet.
Jesus.
I'm regretting that Slim Jim, by the way. I'm starting
oh,
to feel it.
No. Ooh, that's,
well,
that's
let
very
us know
soon
if
after
you
it.
Need to pause and go do anything.
Well, it's very oily. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, like, it seems to be reacting with the
oh, no.
No, 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 it's reacting with the, I guess,
the
lack of layers of acid in my stomach, mm-hmm. and it seems to be burning a hole there, so I hope that doesn't continue. Anyway, sorry, I didn't mean to steal your thunder. Let's see.
Nope. So no, it's good to have updates about the snacks after they happen.
No, I agree. I do agree.
Like, were they a good choice or what?
Let's see. Okay, it's sweet, but it's not a candy or a cookie or a cake or a pastry.
Or a pastry.
What else is sweet?
Oh, man. Just,
that's tough.
All we want right now is a pastry.
What would you have if you had a pastry right now?
Any of them. Basically, but like I've really been craving like a lobster tail or a squid tail.
Those are my favorite.
Yeah, they're so good.
That is 100% what I would also have right now. Mm-hmm. We should split it though because they're pretty big.
No, you can split it with yourself.
I crashed my car eating a lobster tail once and it was worth it. That's how good it was.
That's amazing.
Wow.
There is, we have so many incredible bakeries in Rockland County. We have Rockland Bakery, which is like a big, pretty big operation, but you can like go in there and like see them baking bread and like take all sorts of bread off the shelf. But in Nyack, there's this little Italian bakery called Brooklyn Bread and Sweets, I think. And their sfogliatelle is like, it's the best one I've ever had. It's so good. They're so fresh.
I would put it up against the. I used to live in Queens in Astoria.
Ooh, I love Astoria.
And I lived across the street from an Italian bakery.
Which
and
one?
Like they would. I honestly don't even remember. I don't even remember where I lived in Queens. I only lived there for like 2 months. I could not tell you where I lived. I could like walk there if I got off the train, but.
They have a lot of good bakeries in Astoria, so
yeah.
I was curious.
They do. They baked everything, you know, at night, and it was just like the most delicious thing in the whole world every night in the street.
See, but I lived behind the Nabisco factory on 208 in Fairlawn, and it was torture. Like, every time I was walking from my car into my apartment, I was just like, ugh, I want to eat all those things.
Well, there was that town, right, that sued, like, the Sriracha factory because the entire town smelled like Sriracha. That's
yeah. And it was, like, bad for people's health.
Have you been to the Pie Lady in...
Yeah.
Nyack, yes.
Yeah, her pies are great.
They're
expensive,
a good
though.
Place.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, back to this. Is it a cereal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
I was thinking that. Is it a Captain Crunch cereal?
No.
No, damn. I feel like that would be much crunchier sounding.
But I thought she might have been being deceptive. Is it... is there a cartoon character that represents this cereal?
No.
Would you find it in the normal cereal aisle or, like, the natural cereal aisle?
Normal.
Okay.
So this is a cereal that's of a national brand, or is it of the local store brand?
No, it's a huge brand.
Okay. Is it corn-based?
No.
Is it rice-based?
No.
Is it...
wheat-based?
Yeah. Well, actually, the first ingredient... Oh, is that giving it away?
Are you eating Wheaties?
No. Whole wheat flour is the third ingredient.
What is?
Oh, I guess there's corn in it, too. Okay, it's a little bit everything-based. Okay.
Are they Honey Nut Cheerios?
Mm-mm.
I love Honey Nut Cheerios. They do not love me back.
Is there wheat in the name?
No.
But you hesitated.
No, honestly, I forgot what it was called for a second, and I had to read the container.
Okay. So it's a grown-up cereal?
Yeah, although I think it's actually somewhere in between.
Is it Special K?
No.
Is it made by Kellogg's?
No.
Is it made by Post?
No.
Is it made by Quaker?
Yes.
Is it oat-based, mostly? Is it, like, mostly oats?
Oat is the first ingredient.
Okay.
Well, yeah, okay. That makes sense with the Quaker.
Oh, my God. Is it Honey Bunches of Oats?
No.
Damn it.
I love that cereal.
Quaker.
All of these cereals that I can't eat anymore. R.I.P.
Well, we're close, and I'm happy about that, because I didn't know where we were going.
Yeah.
No, yeah, cereal was a good guess. We haven't talked about cereal at all yet.
That's true.
Well, when we were unrecorded discussing the potential of this game at one point, I had some Crunch Berries with me.
Ooh, nice.
So, that's what made me think of it. Is it oatmeal squares?
Nope.
Oh, those are so good. Is it Kix? I don't know what that's made out of. That's most
I wish it was Kix, though.
Yeah. You know the Kix berry one? That was, like, the closest thing my mother would ever buy to, like, a sweet cereal.
In the 70s, would a little kid named Mikey like this cereal?
Oh, what commercial is that?
I don't remember, but I know Mikey likes it.
What cereal does Mikey eat?
Mikey, what cereal does Mikey eat? I don't know. Let's see. I don't even know if it's a Quaker one. Mikey, like, let's see. What cereal does Mikey like?
Life. Maybe?
Life cereal.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
It's
oh.
Life cereal, so Mikey did life. Like it.
Yeah.
What is Life made out of? And what does it look like?
Okay, it's like little squares.
Okay.
But, like, with little holes in them, and it's filled with, like, cinnamon and sugar.
Honestly, like...
Although that's not true, because there's no cinnamon in the ingredients.
I would not have guessed that they still made that cereal.
They do.
Yeah. And much I like Life magazine.
So for this, like, I feel like so far for this game, I've been, like, buying things that I'm like, I would never buy that usually, and I'll just buy a small amount of it to eat it for this game. So, like, I bought, like, a one-serving container of it.
Nice.
And for the record, yes, indeed, it is a... Quaker cereal.
Yeah.
Ah, that I did not know that.
Oat flour, sugar, corn flour, whole wheat flour, rice flour, it's everything.
I recognize them now. Oh, they look so good.
Would you rather eat Life cereal, read Life magazine, or play Life the game?
Oh.
I would rather read Life magazine because their photography was always really incredible.
Mm-hmm. It's a fair debate. It's a fair question.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I'll play the game.
Was Life the game supposed to teach us something?
No, it was very just like middle class, white suburbia life. Life. I'm sure there's like new versions now that try to incorporate everything, but...
Yeah, because you life. Couldn't... like, I feel like there was like one bad card and like sometimes you had to go back a little bit. So you didn't win, but like your life was still pretty okay, always.
It's pretty much should be called white privilege life. Like, just...
Yeah.
Life, the game. Wow. I haven't played this game in a very long time. By Hasbro.
Why do you think the cereal is called Life? Because that's not... That doesn't...
Maybe it is life-giving. I don't know.
I don't think
cereal marketing is fucking real weird.
Yeah, cereals have weird names. Not like Frosted Flakes. Why is it called Life Cereal? I'm surprised, Kara, you don't have an origin story. You usually do.
Well,
not with no prep.
I don't eat a lot of cereal. I don't know anything about cereal, really. Other than, like, the history of Kellogg's is really weird.
It was introduced as Cinnamon Life. Isn't Kellogg's and Post... Don't Kellogg's and Post have the same origin? Because weren't they developed in, like, Battle Creek for, like, that anti-masturbation clinic?
What?
Oh, maybe. Oh, yeah. They were, like, brothers, right? the other guy was like, fuck you, I'm going to open my own cereal company.
Yeah, it was like a way to combat masturbation.
Yeah.
Cereal.
I heard this on a podcast at some point, yeah.
Yeah, cereal. Like, it was invented for that. I don't know why.
Because Kellogg was this, like, weird person who was, like, obsessed with, like, optimal human health. Mm-hmm. Here we go. I do have an origin story.
There we go.
And part of his belief of, like, how to achieve that, like, optimal health involved not masturbating. You know, because people are weird. And America is weird.
I bet Mikey didn't like that, huh? He likes Life Cereal because the most useful protein ever in a ready-to-eat cereal when it came out in the 60s.
Interesting.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Then.
Interesting. Do you guys want to know what I was eating this whole time?
Yeah.
Well, you didn't even give us a chance.
Excuse me. Well, do you want to guess? I mean, like I said, it's like it might be too many things to guess, but you've heard me chewing this whole time.
I want to keep these episodes short.
Yeah, so just...
Okay, yeah. So I made some roasted sweet potatoes for a salad the other day, and then I had those left over. And so I made, like, a hash with those and some shallots. And I put some red quinoa in it and some red pepper flakes, and then I fried an egg and put it on top, and it was delicious.
That sounds so good. You're right. We wouldn't have guessed that.
No way.
Or, like,
yeah,
maybe
no
in
chance.
A long time we would have.
Yeah. It would have been, like, an hour long.
I don't know. Everyone was pretty good today.
Everyone brought their A game and their A snacks.
So how does the show end?
We don't know.
Thanks for listening to What Am I Chewing? Brian, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Go check out High School Slumber Party.
Thank you for fulfilling my contractual obligations.
I would ask you to plug things, but I don't know when this is coming out, so.
But, like, in general.
Yeah, listen to High School Slumber Party.
Yes,
yeah,
listen to High School Slumber Party. You know what I can plug? I can plug, and I'll plug it on whatever we record for forever, our Grease crossover, which I think was a huge success.
Yeah.
It was. It was very fun. We learned a lot. We had a lot of feelings. So
listen to Grease. It's just called Grease, right? Yeah. The Grease episode on Wistful Thinking, then listen to the High School Slumber Party one, or in any order you want. If you've already listened to them.
But they are companion pieces.
Yes. Listen to them backwards if you want. Tell us if that changes the perspective at all. Thanks for having me, guys, I guess.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. Thank you for bringing excellent snacks.
Yeah, two good snacks.
They don't feel excellent mixed together in my stomach right now.
Oh, no.
That's okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.